Welcome back to the show, and for the first time, those first time listeners, welcome to the show. This is Robert Hutchins, and I'm the host of the Coastal Bend Chat. Tonight I was going to talk a little bit about something that happened to me yesterday, and it's just on my mind because I've actually experienced and also seen others experience, and I see it all the time as a claims adjuster. I was having, for all the new people, I have vertigo, and sometimes it gets real bad, and then I had taken a new medication, and I started it Monday night, and then I took a dose Tuesday, and anyway, I felt pretty good, but I was having some weird side effects. Like, I felt like my skin was crawling, and then I had chest tightness. Well, anyway, yesterday, the ear doctor finally called us back and said just discontinue the medicine because he was concerned about the chest tightness. And so I never took it yesterday. Well, I had a couple of vertigo episodes. Didn't last long, maybe 30 minutes, an hour. Well, got done working, and I have my desk here at the house. I'm in a home office, and anyway, I started feeling dizzy. I was like on a phone call for work, so got done with that, got off, laid down, and actually propped myself up. I can't lay flat, and anyway, my chest tightness kind of turned to pain, and I had an episode probably about 5 or 6 months ago where it like got real bad, where I went in and there was nothing wrong. They did all sorts of tests, EKG, the ultrasound, the stress test where they inject something into you, and it, same as running on a treadmill. And so anyway, it kind of got worse, and I had pain in my neck and back and shoulders, and then some numbness in my arms. So just to be on the safe side, because my wife looked up the symptoms and is saying, I probably want to go to the ER. Well, anyway, we did, and I walked in, and actually they wheeled me in a wheelchair because I was pretty dizzy. I couldn't really walk. And so we did that, got in there, and I told them what was going on. I was like, look, I was in here about 5 months ago, probably not my heart, everything checked out, you know, whatnot. So they do the EKG, everything was fine, which I knew it would, I suspected it would be, I don't know for sure, but suspected it would be. Did a chest x-ray and did blood work. Well, anyway, sat there for a while, and doctor talked to me and told him what was going on and told him about everything, and I gotta have an MRI next week of my head, my brain. I'm sure I have one in there, I think. I'm not 100%, but yeah, but they're gonna try to see if they can figure out what's going on with the vertigo and rule out, make sure there's no tumors or anything like that. But so we get, you know, we're in there for a couple of hours at the ER, and one of the nurses brings me like a cup, and it's got liquid in there, and it's thick liquid, and I'm like, what is that? And she's, well, it's a GI cocktail. And I'm like, okay, well, why do I really need that? I'm not having acid reflux. Well, we're just going to see. And anyway, I was like, well, I really don't want to drink it, you know, because I had a swallow. I had to get a swallow study done months ago for something else. And anyway, that's the consistency of it just grosses me out. And I've also been around some claimants before dealing with a certain type of workers' comp claim where they had chest pain like that, and everything was fine with their heart. They gave them that, and they started actually having acid reflux. And I believe if someone has pancreatitis, it will flare it up. Like, that's how they determine, one of the ways they determine that. Like, they told me, the doctor told me before, yeah, if it's not anything to do with the reflux, I think he said it won't do anything, and if it is, sometimes it can make it worse. And I've seen that, and I was like, man, I ain't risking it. And she was like, well, you sure are argumentative. And I'm like, I started laughing. I was like, look, sorry, but that's the way I am. I question things. You know, I've had bad experiences, and I'm going to keep questioning things. But anyway, that was what I was, the topic for tonight was, you know, I think people should always ask questions of these medical providers. I see all the time, I see over-treatment, I see under-treatment, I see misdiagnosis, I see, you know, where people aren't taken serious and they maybe have a serious problem. Yeah, I see where people don't have anything major going on. Objectively and subjectively, their complaints get them treatment that they really don't need. And so, I'm not trying to render medical advice here, but yeah, always question your doctors, especially if you know your symptoms, you know what's going on, and you know, you don't feel something's right, always ask them. Because, man, I had something, it was about 12, no, about 9 years ago, and I had, I was having pain in my back, like low back and my neck and stuff, and there was, I was unemployed at the time. It was crazy, it was a crazy part of our life, because we had all these things going on, trying to figure out what was going on with my youngest son. I didn't have a job, like I was unemployed for a few years. And anyway, so the doctor had given me some antidepressant, and I really didn't like care to take it, because I don't like stuff like that, but I did. And anyway, I had taken it earlier in the day, I believe, and I took my stepson up. I had to, that's when we were going every other weekend, his dad was getting him, and I came back, and I was hurting. And so, I think it was Tramadol that I took. Yeah, I took a Tramadol. Well, I woke up about, like, 3 in the morning, and I was feeling lightheaded and just kind of weird all over. And then the funniest thing is ever, that was the funniest thing that ever happened, was like because my left eye is real bad. Like, I can't, with my nystagmus, I have muscle weakness in my left eye. I had surgery as a kid, but it's still weak. So, like, if I lost my right eye, I wouldn't be able to, like, read. I couldn't focus on words. I couldn't drive nothing. It would be bad. I actually had 20/20 vision in my left eye with no glasses on. And my right eye, I was having trouble seeing out of. So, anyway, my wife was like, well, you're probably just tired, you know, just lay back down. Well, I couldn't really sleep because it was just weird. You know, I wasn't really in distress or anything. It's just weird. And so, finally fell asleep and woke up later that morning, that Saturday, and it was gone. And so, I didn't think anything of it. Well, I went to my doctor that Monday because my back was hurting. I was, you know, going to talk to him about my back. He had me come in for a follow-up. And so, I told him about it, and he was like, man, that sounds like a TIA, which is a mini stroke. I think it's trans ischemic attack, or that's what the TIA stands for. I can't recall. So, anyway, he was like, look, start taking baby aspirin and watch for this, this, and this. Well, later that week, I had been, it was my youngest son, he was like all over the place, and we'd have to keep him out of stuff, and he was little, and I think he was just crawling at the time, but he'd pull himself up, and he'd get into stuff, so I had been chasing him, and just constantly up and down, up and down, up and down, and picking him up, you know, pulling him away from things, whatever. Well, I had a really bad, sharp pain in my chest. Well, that was one of the things they said to kind of keep an eye out for. So, and I never thought, like, heart issue or stroke, anything like that. And so, I called them, and they were like, well, you know, come in. So, I did, and they had an EKG machine there, and so they did a couple EKGs, and it came back, and they were like, man, you got AFib, atrial fibrillation. And I was like, that sounds really weird. So they were like, well, we're going to send it to cardiologists and get confirmation. The cardiologist just checked off on it and signed, and they took that as, yeah, he was confirming their diagnosis. So they give me a beta blocker to, you know, help with my blood pressure and heart rate and all that. Well, the next day I woke up and my chest was pounding and it was crazy. And so my wife took me to the ER and my pulse rate was like in the 40s. And they were like, they did an EKG and they were like, we don't see any AFib. And they were like, just cut that dose in half, you know, and then follow up with the cardiologist. Because the doctor was getting me to the cardiologist. So, anyway, I did it. And another day went by. And I was, like, miserable. I was in a chair all stinking day long. Because getting up, I would, like, fatigue myself and my heart would hurt because it was only beating so many beats per minute because of stupid medicine. And it didn't matter if my body was doing more, it wasn't beating the way it should have increased with the activity. And so, anyway, I ended up at the cardiologist a couple of days later and they checked me out thorough. They did everything. And they were like, well, why did he send you here? There's nothing going on. And I'm like, look, this is what he said. And he said, y'all signed off on it, that it was AFib. And they looked, and all they did was checked off that they received it. Well, the freaking idiot took it that way. And so, anyway, he, like, you know, and I called him on it. He's like, oh, well, I said it may have been, but it could also have been a drug interaction. No, dude, you never said anything about drug interaction. So anyway, you know, that stuff happens. And so that's why it's always, I think it's wise, if you don't get a good, warm, fuzzy feeling about something and it doesn't make sense, ask questions. You know, it's like with me, I was to the point where I told my wife, I ain't taking this medicine anymore. I don't care if it kills me not to take it. I'm not taking it. And it's like, well, the doctor said, I don't care. And I mean, sometimes you have to make that decision because they don't always diagnose things correctly and they over-treat or under-treat, whatever. You have to be your own advocate. And don't be afraid to speak up. You know, I've called more than a few doctors out, and I mean, in my role, I gotta kind of be careful because I could get in trouble if I try to direct treatment, but I can certainly call and question. And you know, if someone needs something and it ain't getting done, I can, you know, say, hey, what's the deal here, you know, and question it if it's legit, you know. So anyway, but yeah, that's what I wanted to talk to y'all about, share that experience, and also just, you know, watch when you go to doctors, and just kind of, you know, yeah, even if you just have a simple question, just ask it. Nobody's going to get mad, nobody's going to beat you up, just asks the question, you know, and if the doctor gets offended, like you're questioning him, like he's the almighty God of medicine, so be it, you know. I've had doctors in my claims career question me on a medical, who had the medical degree and who didn't, just because one of their patients wanted a second opinion and we accommodated it. And, you know, I basically came back in that situation and told the doctor, look, I don't question your medical degree and I don't have one. I never said I did, but guess what, buddy? I'm the one who pays your bills. So, you know, you might want to be careful what you say. And left it at that, you know. And I've also had them have one, a hospital one time threatened to sue me because this hospital was, I had actually been in there to visit a claimant not too long before this came up. And it was filthy. The guy had that MRSA, that MRSA, staph type infection. They didn't change his bandages for like 2 or 3 days. It was not a clean facility. And I had a claimant that was going to need back surgery, and his doctor was going to do it over there because that's where the guy lived. And I was like, look, I'll approve it, but the doctor needs to do it at this hospital in Corpus Christi, not over there where you're at. And I guess it got back to him. I guess the doctor said something. And the CEO of the hospital actually called me and threatened to sue me for slander, which he wouldn't have won anyway. And I'm like, look, I'm not talking bad about y'all. I'm stating facts. I've seen it. And, you know, this guy's older in age. He's going to have a serious surgery, and he doesn't need to have it in your facility. And so anyway, you know, our attorney was like, look, if they try to do that, let me know. I'll represent you for free outside of the work thing. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. And anyway, he went to the claimant's attorney, and the claimant's attorney was even like, yeah, we're not doing it over there. They need to do it over in Corpus. And so it got done where we needed to get it done, you know. And it wasn't like I was telling them, like, you know, and that's the thing. If someone would have needed, like, an ER, you know, hey, if that's the closest place, you know, I'm not saying they can't go there. I'm not out on the street talking trash about your facility. I'm doing it within this circle that's involved in this claim. And so, anyway, but yeah, keep that in mind, people. Just question, question, question. Till next time, I'll see y'all later. I hope y'all have a good weekend coming up, and stay good. Thanks a lot.